Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
Someone like me.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the Phone Taker. The Phone Taker.
Appreciate what's about to happen.
Yeah. Hey, yo, it's Foy Foulmont Jordan. You know what it is. We're tuned in to Bodega Fresh. Foulmont in the building. My girl named Dean. One love. Let's go.
Bodega Fresh.
Streets.
Bodega Fresh.
Streets.
Bodega Fresh.
World is a ghetto like them boys said. Can't buy 10 style behind thorough bread. Get dangled off a narrow ledge. Or your top push back like you get pairs. You be trying to get free like you dead prayers. When you found, bound by your hands and legs behind currency. Declaring an emergency for your roles. Take those, ballers and franks. Error, pets, buggers throwing rocks to the tank. A twist spin with big tits and lace up your drink. Saying the same shit they gave Jake the same them in crank. Little German shepherds match in a carrying chains. I guess don't shit change at the range of the weapon. If you won't give it, better change how you step it. The page is a slave ship with chains and whips. If you wanna keep either, better close your lips and
Bodega Fresh. Bodega Fresh.
I'm a street dude, you a meat dude. Lip-wristed bright colors, you a sweet dude. I'm a street dude, you a meat dude. Lip-wristed bright colors, you a sweet dude. I'm a street dude, you a meat dude. Lip-wristed bright colors, you a sweet dude. X-crack dealer who makes money through rap. My sketch class wheelers who think frontin' on track. I'm a street dude, you a meat dude. Lip-wristed bright colors, you a sweet dude. X-crack dealer who makes money through rap. My sketch class wheelers who think frontin' on track. In the streets of NY, you and your friends die. Send my sweet niggas to murder and lynch guys. I'm a Brownsville nigga for real. You a clown still getting the deal. Listen, Beach Street, Street Fighter, Wall Street. In the street called Cold Desire, 20 but Jump Street. Run up on Street Kings, 187 with you hearing that heat sing. Same street with Mike Tyson was raised. Soon as the sun set, the guard light up the haze. Streets raised me, what about your mom? That bitch still in the street, streets raised the wrong.
Streets. Whether you a man that's on the border, rich and baller, travel for the show with a Brooklyn brawler, Brooklyn daughter for Brooklyn quarter, in order to absorb it up, foreigner, perform with a body, be like a body in the sheet, be the party that's free, by the bottom of the creek, out in Beijing, can't try to play, he no big stuff, no I don't know J.C., who's in all it does and play, no speaking the English, pace of the language, keep that core, yo I got this hemisphere, rap for that rap, I rap for that play, wow, in Caracas in the project, I rush for autographs, and they got my pride, passport stamp, no Wallace State Cram, no dollars in Guatemala, bro, Cronus and Cam, cruise for your tent, in a retail pond, in Aspen, and yo I know where to party at, in the lot of strap. Where my hood left the street on the map. Know where Brooklyn at.
Fresh.
It's a party, y'all. Yeah. Huh. Celebration. Celebration. Ladies loving my music is like some good sex. People trying to rip up my mic like it's election. Ran around the corner to pick up the new text. Ladies loving my music is like some good sex. People trying to rip up my mic like it's election. Ran around the corner to pick up the new text. Only brother gripping the mic like it's a joke. When you fall in love with the music, you never grow.
Put down your mic, you do not have flow. You take it too seriously, you need a lyrical.
Speaking Speaking the miracles, I listen to rivers flow. 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 In the studio, my dude is still usual. Ladies loving my lyrical. It's like sex. On my way to the top, I never stop to rest. Till you in love with the X. The whole world fell in love with the X. For real.
You say one time, don't fall in love. Don't sell yourself, show them to fall in love, my man. Don't fall in love.
Sometimes I sit and wonder when I think about these written rhymes. How'd I get to the point constantly taking all my time? Time I could have been spending, getting cash, getting mine. Hoping one day it comes around, one day where I'm the getting money, getting cash, getting signed. Get in the ghetto, cause it's not a crime. But it's a crime that I feel is up and waste of time. But sometimes I feel like just it's a waste of time. Your demise to these people out here trying to rhyme. For your reason, better shouldn't be genuine. We do it because it gives me a sort of peace of mind.
It's for the love. And you say don't fall in love. Don't sell yourself. Show them to fall in love, my man. Don't fall in love. Don't sell yourself. Show them to fall in love, my man. Don't fall in love. Hey. Yeah.
Hey yo, what's up y'all? It's the Mr. Complex, you know what I'm saying? We're sitting here, we listening to Bodega Fresh with my girl, my big sister, Sister Love,
yeah.
Love, Nadine. Yes, yes.
Alrighty then, thinking back, realizing what it might have been. Coulda, woulda, shoulda said when I was there. Or after the fact, I'm like, yeah! That's the story of my life. The devil in the details, I gotta watch it twice and take my own advice. The first inclination is the ounce of prevention that averts frustration. So you gotta pay attention when it hits you, write it down. Make sure it's duly noted, or put it in the air so the next man will quote it when you say it out loud and find out if it's wisdom or some reckless bullshit like screaming fire in the crowd. The manifestation of that realization, a whole new meaning to an old conversation. Reward for your patience, mistakes you didn't do. Or realizing your boo was not that into you. Or recognizing you just passed up a sure thing. And recovering that moment leading to some new. Or accepting the fact that you backed up probably. Cause them last four bars was about some power you.
It's my birthright. Yo, what a work night. What a life. Through my eyes you can see just how fly I could be. So official, so typical. All you gotta do is move. Keep it there, right there. Perfect, pertinent. Go and get that work in. Go and put your back in it. Stand in it fast like this moment is your last. Can't keep hoping, do the math. Yo, that shit'll never last. Hey, I was thinking just the other day about some shit I heard my granny say. About sowing seeds, how to harvest your belief. Faith, be in peace. Didn't get it till a minute ago and got up and rose.
When you pay attention, banging on some shit till we made a rhythm. Shit kick off when we in zone. It's ironic that we ain't really playing with him. A dark nigga with bright ideas. The Lord be the light, who might I fear? Pressure from the peers, man, sinners and saints. They say yes to bullshit, Joey D. Kane. Gotta be honest, supposed to be frank. Nigga take your turn, or it's hurry up and wait. And while you on the couch waiting on your breakthrough, they tell you the key was to break in. Weak like that from the fake friends. Stay true to your afterlife debut. And with this little time on earth, the herb gets crumbled, never stumbled to work.
But if it wasn't, it's a day. I know you're fine.
Lord's a big gift. It took a long time to get here. Precious stones that I'm stepping on, like the shoulders of giants who make their bread from bones. But even idols turn to rivals. I guess they think that my smile is that of a crocodile, or is it an alligator? But nature goes in a cycle, so even if you were first, how you figure that you the final? It's up to you to choose love or hate, and keep a humble face when you trailing at a runner's pace. And when it comes to cake, nobody doesn't like Sara Lee. Before that salary, zealous to stalk you like celery. Tell them deep down, my attitude is sweet brown. And when punks jump up, I turn they beats down. Everybody wanna be the chief and call shots. Not enough Indians, too many smallpox. The big phony homie better off as a mall cop. Low blood sugar, Paul Blart with the lollipop. So be yourself and not a copy ox, cause one day that body stops.
Assalamu alaikum, Mr. Rap Jack Tatum. I break backs of rap cats and fabricating. You just a worker, why is your boss hating? Talking bullshit, get lost in translation. Assalamu alaikum, Mr. Rap Jack Tatum. I break backs of rap cats and fabricating. You just a worker, why is your boss hating? Talking bullshit, get lost in translation. Nerds making the game lame, you birds faking. I will smack your fucking head off, verbatim. Line for line, rhyme for rhyme. I will end your fucking career with the sign of mine. My life, I've been the cool with the drama. I'm at peace now, ever since the nigga took his shahada. So moody, my raps are so groovy. Bald head and big beard, I'm so sooty. 50 MCs, put them in the line. Get 50 more thugs with their hand on the nine. It'll take 50 more before I go for mine. Buck 50 cross the face for niggas thinking they rhyme. It's nothing to end your life. PF, Tone Toka, and Kimbo Price. Free!
Yeah, man, that's what nigga, I'm talking about. 50 MCs, homeboy. Yo, Gil, what up, though?
Peace to Tone Toka, landlord, record heat, and then I put it out like the only smoker. Disrespect our folks and soldiers, Simpson. I got it made like I'm boning Oprah. What? I got your number, fuck a Motorola. I buckle load a toaster, burn bread and turn heads to comatosis. Comatosis, sleep well. I'm conniving like my dog at D12. I'm surviving, OB style like B12s. Me fail never, let your face wrinkle up. Pop you then come back and wet the same spot up like sprinklers. You want war, don't think of us. Soon as you do, we'll shoot at your crew. Then it's back at my spot with the beautiful view. This is living for me, but music for you. Cow, Simpson, Rice flagrant statement. Heater on my way, still scrapes the pavement. Assault rifle like a limo truck. I don't A&R, put your demos up. And give me the cash flow. I Muay Thai rappers and call them collabos. Catch a lead of the face, you can sleep in the lake, or hand over the key to the safe. Yeah.
50 MCs, got the whole culture. 50 MCs, 50 MCs, got the whole culture. 50 MCs, 50 MCs, 50 MCs, got the whole culture. 50 MCs, 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 got the whole culture. 50 MCs, 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 got the whole culture.
Bodega, fresh.
Lover like Egyptian priest, though we could avoid demeanors of cancer today. For instance, coffee and brown sugar makes filling the beans a better taste. For instance, you love your sweetheart for the invitation. I see you party like a rock star on occasions. You know I got a two-step with a shot of Patron, amazing. I two-step getting my hustle on, it makes sense. 7-8, it's automatic. I see you feeling what I'm feeling, so it makes sense. It's like magic, for instance. You could spend chips with your friends in a Hummer or the Benz. Yeah, it's automatic, like I have it all day. Yo, I'm at it all day, like the 7-8 to the 7. And we can do this all day, cause it's automatic. I mean, it's kinda like magic. It's automatic.
Looking. Don't try to fight it, the feeling's priceless. And when we it's a lamppost. Friends and we've been close, strapped to the bedpost. Lit by the candles, you like it when I start slow. Let's make some plans though, let's go to Lando. I will spend some grams for us just to chill though. Won't pay your bills or we'll keep it real. Cause it's all about the grills. Then we do what we do and we don't take it like that. We off and we on and we ain't tripping about that. that. Cause we friends and just friends and we meant it like that. It's a 10 plus a win, girl, you gotta relax. And I ain't never held you up, it's open door, free will. And when we get together, it's surreal. For sure, this our real. The pill that we got is refill. It's a month, we continue to build. For real, for real. I give it to ya, let's get it. Who cares why we did it, but don't fight it. The feeling, girl, it's automatic. It's like magic, baby girl, it's all that matters.
Man, it's your boy Powerful from Godzilla.
Since I see me turn on my face, please, this is God Law Truth, man. One third of the mighty Godzilla, you now rocking with
Bodega Fresh on 6-Man Radio.
Yeah, with our homegirl named Dame Michelle, please.
Peace.
Bodega Fresh. Bodega Fresh.
DJ Strike, what up?
And baby, now you're going nowhere. And I'm there. Do the good and the bad, cause I care. And you know, to my love, nothing really compares. As you grow, I make sure that you're properly prepared.
Anything you need me to be at any moment. Whatever you need is yours. If I own it, I'm a provider, protector, a mentor, your shelter, a warm fleece blanket in the winter, a helper, your personal assistant, a trainer, a nagger, your very own personal complainer, your counselor, and the president of your fan club. Never been a child more worthy of this man's love. Life coach, sensei, teacher, people, your very own griot, a king that'll lead you on a righteous path as we ward off evil, haters, naysayers, and fake people. Your co-creator and your go-to guy till you find someone to go with and hop that room, but not too soon. Little baby, your mind, you got so much to do. Take it a day at a time.
If it's a baby, let it grow. That's what my pops told me. So she grew to be beautiful, so lovely. Kind-hearted young girl with good spirits. Charisma is the reason I relate to these lyrics. And fatherhood is like a unique challenge to stay on balance. The next seed way beyond the average. I can't understand when the men do them abandonment issues and run away from children that misuse. There's no other thing that can pit this. Being a daddy, it's just like life. It is simple. Children are the gift of a lifetime. They carry your lifeline. I know you love your daughter, she's like mine. Or even if she's not, cause she yours. And that's of course the greatest part. And that's why we raise them with a heart. Damn right, life ain't no Christmas here. There'll be some mistakes there. Can't promise perfection, but my best, yeah.
I'm here. And baby, I ain't going nowhere. I'm there. Do the good and the bad, cause I can. You know, to my love, nothing really comes in. As you grow, I make sure that you properly prepare.
Let me see, man, I can't remember a time when I felt something like this feeling, like a renewed living, to change why I'm here. Know you gotta eat, so I'm definitely prepared. Though the time took less than a year, every schedule in my lifetime cleared. From the moment you appeared, like 2 months before you be delivered. Practicing my holding techniques in the mirror. Your mother laughing at me, keep saying I'm getting with her. I guess it's cause I'm livid, excited about meeting our new spirit. Anything that you need, got a ticket. Fly you in on everything I know with the quickness. Building with your uncles, get a winner, the experience. Just an idea of it, knowing nothing, like really living it. But whatever's required, I'm giving it. The power of creation, it can redefine living.
Listen, Pop Lodge, big shot of the home coast. Mr. Butter the Bread, the Swaffle of Meat Toast. Ego Booster, your number one fan. Stacking these bricks on the foundation you stand. Your main investor, your room inspector. Mr. Look it up in the dictionary, you need a firm answer. Your shoulder to lean on, your band-aid for knee scrapes. I'm here to wipe away the tears when your cheeks need a break. A house in the storm, a light in the dark. I'm trying to give you the tools, love, to build your own art. Sell the seas and traverse this life. I show you how to use the compass, young, but I can't drive. Hit a sun, your sun. tell them how to treat the opposite sex and princess, what it means to be shown respect. You're the king and the queen, your future's is bright. There's so much to do, take it a day at a time, love.
I'm here, baby, I know we're nowhere. I'm there, through the good and the bad, cause I care. And you know, to my love, nothing really compares. As you grow, I make sure that I
What's up, y'all? This is Jill Scott. You're listening to Bodega Fresh with my girl, Nancy.
About to call
Masteria. That's my man DJ Strike right there.
Yeah.
Huh. Deduct riches, who better with pictures? The flow school him up, fuck wetter than dishes. Mama say if you marry, make sure he got figures. Daddy say be respectful, don't ever say nigga, my nigga. There I go again, breaking my promise. What is upon us? Lie on my sheets and I ponder. Reciting my mantra, I should put mics in a condom. I'm coming for honor, strength like a green anaconda. On your conscience, brainstorming, best get you some ponders. Nice one to accomplish back, look what we accomplished. We're little to nothing more than they thought that we conquer. We winning and did it all with no bit of dishonor. Purple hearts for all the wounded, I wounded Obama. Healthcare for the welfare, call it lyrical trauma. If you, it's critical, they sick and vomit. Pitiful if they ever think, we break it like Amish. Traditions, told niggas like minstrel shows. A black in the face that ever took shots in my race. Like mace in a mason jar, I'd be hell if I break. Tears for all they fears, they hearts would all ache. Like the many females that drank Chappelle with old Drake. And don't see you next day, it's my flow similar fate. For these rappers, I look over them like it awake. Peek in, look at them still sleeping, word to Big J. Hey, I weigh my options like back in the mosh pit. Pushing me with the quickness, I send them to hospice every day. It's rapid D in the area. Pushing me with the quickness, about to cause mass hysteria. Coming through your area, causing mass hysteria. Flow been the weapon like Erica, mama gun about to bury it. Pose out the window of the chariot. Live from the capital, under like mail carriers. The letters, I read them, the I's and the T's. Lines are spotted and crossed, ain't no fear in my jeans. No box to Kareem when everything I throw up to change. Bank that blank check, see through the goals, get you rings. From publications, Caucasians, agents, business side, fuck it. Other half is amazing. We all trying to make it, Felicia raising a raisin. In the sun like brother Big Pun, I'm not a player. Unless we lay up in the Caymans, drinking something pinkish. Shots of Ciroc, cause of how we rock one, thank us. Thank us sharp as shanks, they sank us out of the bankers. Embezzled style, they can't profile me like I'm blanket. Michael Jr. can't be seen and neither touched. Money over loyalty always will leave you fucked. Her name Karma and she got drama, be acting up. Call it Broadway, I'm recording how I conduct. It's Rhapsody in your area. Yeah, about to cause mass hysteria.
Bodega Fresh.
I weigh my options like back in the mosh pit. Pushing me with the quickness, I send them to hospice every day. It's Rhapsody in your area. Yeah, about to cause mass hysteria.
Hey, hey, check it out. This is MC Light, and you are listening to Bodega Fresh. Please believe it with my girl Nadine. Holla.
Bodega Fresh. Bodega Fresh. Bodega Fresh.
It feel like peace and tranquility. Wrap my hands around this beat, I'm on it literally. I wrap my fam around this beat, so if you feeling me, then you feeling the hands of those who had a hand in building me. My everyday is money, so my minutes be costly at the least. No, I be where my percentage be. Passport for a kid from where the buildings be. And where the dealings be. Staircases was clear to me, but y'all ain't hearing me. Still in all, love is love. All my liquor dog hit the park. Shit, I love a cup. All of this is ours, this is ours. This is what it was. Black top, back block. Told you this is what it does. Shooting jumpers, referees was doing uppers. No uniforms, we called the game like they was groomed to run us. Truly love us, we're working on our handles. Traveling off our reins, off them dribbles with them vandals. And we on now.
Around the world, but I'm still jumping around here. I'm kind of denying, I'm trying to bust.
out fit in this place right here, and I love it. Days like this can't get enough of it. Get them up, everybody raise something. If you made it through hard times like it ain't nothing, nothing.
Yeah. The music got me reminiscing of a simpler time. Couldn't pay me to believe your neighborhood is ill as mine. Lord, take me down if I'm lying. They dropped my mama off a block away just to avoid falling victim crimes. Instagram, we're reporting the struggles that's on your life from the same voices that I always love you. Brought you in, she'll take you out, but the knuckles are buckled. While you were looking for all, we were looking for trouble. Funny how we find beauty in the harshest environment. Lifelong friendships formulating through violence. Hot boys in training, no aspiring environment, but wanna play with the heat. Whether iron or fire, them on the court, not in it. Basically, we try and get it to the best of our ability. Y'all dream, we try and live it. Never quick as quitting is the stepfather of a dream. Trying to beat you for no reason, yet I go for a cheese. We did it, mom.
From the new youngest to the man around here. Been around the world, but not still loving around here. Locked hotter than I guess I'll be trying to find it. Got the heart of a lion, and the fire without fear. This place right here, man, I love it. Days like this can't get enough of it. Get them up, everybody raise something. If you made it through hard times, like it ain't nothing.
Like it ain't nothing.
Right here, man, I love it. Days like this can't get enough of it. Get them up, everybody raise something. If you made it through hard times like it ain't nothing.
Yo, Mr. Rivera, why every time I come in here, the cattle is sleeping on the bread? No, 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 my friend, this is Bodega Fresh. There's no cat sleeping on the bread. Yo, y'all, this is Pac FM, representing QM5 Music, Extended Fam, and The Plague, and you're checking out Bodega Fresh, y'all, every day, all day. Peace.
Not afraid of the dark, I'm afraid of the light.
Bodega.
Seen a lot of the bark, got a lot of the bite. Swam a lot of the sharks, stepped a lot of the shite. Stole a lot of the shows, spawned a lot of the clones. Shot a lot of the hoes, counted a lot of the crows. Spent a lot of the gross, broke a lot of the cones. Coast a lot of the coals, out of clothes. I cracked a lot of code in the machine. Tricks all in my sleeves, tricks all in your screen. Which ones to believe, which ones to delete. Each one you receive is screened by the regime. Well versus deceit, even ones that you buy, better keep your receipt. I love chicks as petite, I love chicks as obese, I love chicks in between. Most talking is cheap, my talking is cheese. Chang, chang. Shut up at your face, sandy breath of butane. I done been through a lot of shit like Andy Dufresne. Mostly capital H, front for capital gain. Intervaginal space, international dames. Trying to rule over sand, you ain't Saddam Hussein. Get anybody that's mad, red like capital Spain. Keep the jack on my waist, keep the jack of all trades. Keep from shackles and snakes, keep from shackles and chains. Blow out candles on cakes, get your campus okayed. Super sand your showcase, rappers panic and rap me the ones my cameo made. Don't get carried away, y'all don't carry no weight. Y'all are karaoke, every moment some dame. At my pantalones, trying to feed me some grapes. Trying to feed me some game, trying to get some jewelry engraved. Try to get me engaged, when it come to matrimony. Y'all know I'm blowing glaze.
Yo, peep it, la-di-da-di. We like to party, but don't start trouble, cause we know karate. So please, foes, don't try me. My peepholes are grimy, but see notes would probably beat up your mommy. Put these jokes aside, we rewrote society's cold rules and laws and guidelines entirely. But yo, peep the irony. All this inspires me to kill it, and still yet I keep hope alive. See, we don't stop till we get it, got it good. I evolved the rhyme scheme that did a lot of good. If you ain't with the time, I recommend you probably should, cause you know I go for mine, from the hood to Hollywood, to my peeps under the steps, don't speak under your breath. We let the world know what we plan to be doing, because sleep is the cousin of death. So pay attention to get an invitation to a family reunion, come on.
Bodega Fresh.
Bodega Fresh, Your girl Nadine Michelle. We're on Six Man Radio, third Sunday of the month, because that's when I come on, the first and third Sundays of each and every month. And today's guest is none other than another crazy ill MC that I'm also a big fan of and also real cool friends with. I'm happy to bring him to the show and bring him to you guys. It's none other than MC Pac FM. Say what's up, Pac. Yeah.
What's going on?
I'm excited to have you on the show. So many things. Really found out about you through a good friend of mine, Rebecca, and she told me about QN5. And she, I was doing Hip Hop 101. She's like, you gotta get QN5 on your show. I'm like, who is QN5? It's like, you gotta go to a show over there. There's this group of MCs that's really ill. There's this one guy, Pac FM, and Mr. Mecca, who he first told me about. So I went to a show of you guys at the Lion's Den. And I think it was really by accident because I didn't know that you guys were going to be there, but I think I sought you guys out so I could meet you. And there you guys were having a show at the Lion's Den, putting it down. That was why, like almost 10 years ago now.
Yeah, Lion's Den had to be a good 10 years ago. That's
10 years ago now. And I was really floored by everything from the set alone, you know what I mean? From just the camaraderie of the pack of QN5 alone, but you yourself, everybody in the set, if you guys know QN5, you know everybody's in the set is an ill MC individually on their own, notwithstanding the man that's on the phone with me now, Pac FM. So, you know, I want to start off by saying, you know, you're also a graffiti artist. So
yes,
I want to kind of start there. Like, which came first, you being a graffiti artist or an MC?
I don't know. It kind of at the same time. Like, I remember always being, like, in junior high school, I would write on stuff, write my name on the desk. But then I started getting in trouble because I was pretty much giving myself away, saying who did it. I couldn't deny that I had written, you know. So I started making up names or whatever. And then one day I remember writing, like, on one of the doors on my block with, like, this little corny, like, damn near crayon marker. And then, like, you know, so it just evolved from there. But at the same time, while I wasn't necessarily writing my own rhymes, I was like, you know, always kicking rhymes that I heard off my favorite albums. So I would kick, like, Big Daddy Kane rhymes and PMD rhymes, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I would act like it was mine or whatever. So, like, so I was always rhyming, always doing graffiti. Now the graffiti progressed on its own, and me writing my own rhymes progressed on its own. So, like, both of them live, like, almost simultaneously, like, just me being a part of both of those cultures. Because I've always been into art, you know what I'm saying? I've been in art school since I was 11 years old, you know what I'm saying? So, like, when I went to high school, I went to LaGuardia High School, which was for art, and pretty much all my classmates were into graffiti too or whatever, and we would just pass black books around, and that was pretty bad. But the fact is, I was trying to keep up with them, so I would, like, study their styles, and I would really just try my hardest to keep up. And on the other side, another half of the school was always rhyming, and I was just actually thinking about that yesterday, that none of my graffiti friends were really involved in the rap stuff that I was doing, and vice versa, none of my rap friends were any involved with any of the graffiti stuff that I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, those two worlds never intertwined with each other. I remember one time I was going bomb with one of my friends, and I said to him, I was like, yo, do you rhyme? And he looked at me like I had three eyes all of a sudden. He's like, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, the two worlds were just so separate.
Right.
There was just two things that I had, like, a big passion about. But eventually, like, one of my big things is I'm not going to jail for that. And, you know, as I became, like, I knew once you reached a certain age that they could just take you to jail. Like, I've been caught, like, once or twice, and I was so young that, you know, they couldn't really do anything with me.
Wow.
And I knew that once I reached a certain age, what are they going to do? They can't throw me in jail at 16 years old. So, they would just be like, all right, well, you go home and you tell your parents about this. And I'd be like, all right, no problem.
Okay.
I'll make sure I do that. And they would be like, what's your address? Because we're going to come by and check. And I was like, all right, whatever. I'll just make up an address.
That's crazy. Okay.
Because think about it. As you're 16, you don't have real identification or anything like that. So once you become like 18, you're held accountable for things. And I was like, this is not really worth me going to jail for. Like, I would still do it. I was a lot smarter about it. I used to work at McDonald's. And sometimes I would have to go there at 5 o'clock in the morning. Now, obviously, I'm like 17 years old, still living with my mom. But, you know, at that time in the morning, she's asleep. So I would just tell her the night before, like, oh, I have to go to work at 5, and I would leave at like 2:30. And I would just go all around the city, you know what I'm saying? And I would tag up. So, like, I started getting smarter with it, but at the same time, I was like, nah. So when I started making rap music, I kept the same name that I had from graffiti. And I made my first single, the logo that I put was my tag. And I was like, this is going to be my way of getting my tag around. So that's why my logo is my tag. Because that's my way of getting my name and my tag all around the world and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's legal now.
Like, right.
You know, like, I'm not going to get in trouble. So it's like, it's cool. So like, if I do a show in fucking, I don't know, in Germany or whatever, and they put a poster up, there's my tag on the wall in Germany. You know what I'm saying? So that was the logic behind it, was the logo is going to be my way of getting my name out and making music that people want to hear. It will make people see the records and the covers and all that type of stuff, you know. So that's another reason why. Yeah, so those two worlds, like, I make them intertwine, but in my personal life, they had never, ever crossed paths other than just
that's
me.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. Really crazy. And then, like, when we're going to jump into, like, your hip-hop career and your MC career, because it's illustrious, it's deep, and it's really what a purist of hip-hop really is within you and within the people that you stand with and roll with. So
right.
I'm just going to get into that. I mean, it says that you really kind of started on your battle career winning, like prestigious freestyle battles. And I'm like, wow, you were winning 88 Hip-Hop Battle Championship. You're in the Hall of Fame for that. Bragging Rights Tournament.
Yep.
Everlast Harlem Lyricist Championship. I mean,
I got
24-hour MC
from the
battle.
Yeah, I was,
this
that was
crazy. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's how we did it. Like, we didn't, like, when we did the battles back then, it's not the same way they battle now. Back then, it was all tournament based. Like, now it's like they have somebody go up there, and it's like, you know who you're going to battle.
Right.
3 months in advance, and you have a chance to write a verse or a song or a love poem or whatever you want to do, you know, and, you know, and that's it. And you go up there and you battle one person, and there's nobody really judging it. It's just, they just put it out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, people just judge for themselves. And it is what it is today. That's just how it is. But when I was battling, first of all, that was our only way. Like, there was no millions of people watching battles back then. It was the 50 people in the room. And that was it. And, you know, one, and the word would spread, but nobody really saw what happened. But I was battling since I was in high school in the hallways. Like, you know, like, I was shy at first, and I didn't have the confidence. And I remember there was this one dude that was so dope in the school, and they were like, yo, you should battle him. And I was like, no, I shouldn't. They were like, nah, you don't. You should battle him. And I was like, nah. So one day, I think it was the same day, actually, we were walking down the hall, and he was like, yo, who want to battle? I'll battle anybody. And they was like, get him back. And I was like, nah. And I couldn't say it like that, because then I'd look like a bitch. So I was like, all right. And then we battled. And then we battled in the first, we battled, like, in the bathroom. And, and I thought I was going to get smoked. And they were like, oh. And then we made so much noise that they kicked us out the bathroom. We ran to the lunchroom. Next round, I'm still with them. It's like, oh. So we're like battling all over the school. Now, eventually, I ended up losing because I wasn't prepared for this. And this dude was just going around to smoke. Because you probably know. You know Mr. Ed? He goes with Doogius or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the first dude I ever battled in my life. That's the first dude I ever battled. And we was going at it, and he was on fire. But, you know, at the end of the day, I lost. But it gave me the confidence to be like, all right, maybe I can do this. So fast forward years down the line, the next person I battled in public was Poison Pen. Because we had a mutual friend, and Poison Pen was battling the 88 Hip Hop. And Poison Pen was just going through everybody. He was smoking them all like nothing. And my man was like, yo, you should battle Pen. And I knew Pen. But I was like, word? Alright. And I'm thinking like, yeah, I'm gonna go in there. I'm gonna know what I'm gonna say, everything, and I get up there. So I had all these lines planned, but Poison Pen was just freestyling, cracking jokes on me like crazy. And I didn't know that realm of battling. Like, the battling I had was just, if you got rhymes, kick those rhymes, make them better. And he was freestyling on me, and I didn't know what to expect. And he won, you know what I'm saying? So then the next time I was supposed to battle, I forgot who I had to battle. I had to battle again at 80 Hip Hop. They were looking for someone. I don't know if it was to take out the old champ or, like, you know, whatever. They had it, like, every week. And, you know, if you win, you just go to the next week or whatever. So they brought me up there, and I forgot who I had to battle. I think it was Wise Guy or whatever. But I was more prepared this time.
Right.
So then I started freestyling, and then I went 13 weeks straight, you know what I'm saying, battling everybody who lived there. For Pumpkinhead, I had to battle him. I had to battle Breeze Ever Flowing. Like, you know, I just had to just keep up with these dudes, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
It was a task to know that you can't go up there like you used to and kick the written line, because I learned my lesson. I was like, I got to know how to freestyle now.
Right.
So I would go in there and I would freestyle. And I would practice to the point where people were like, nah, he's kicking written. There's no way in the world he's freestyling. And I was freestyling, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course, I would have, like, lines in my head, and I'd go, I'm going to just try and get to say this line or whatever. But I was freestyling, you know what I'm saying? But that was the big controversy. Like, there's no way in the world that this dude is freestyling. And I was like, good, now they're paying attention. So then Bragging Rights comes up. And that was a tournament where they put four of you on the stage at the same time. Now, you don't know who they pick your name out of a hat. You have no idea what's going to happen. So they put you up there. Four dudes, and you just all freestyle and try and battle each other. Now, the first time I did Bag Rights, I didn't win. I don't think I made it past the first round, because once again, it was something I wasn't familiar with. But
right.
As history shows, once I learned, it's a wrap. So the next time I got in Bag Rights, I won that one. I think I had to battle Yak Balls. I had to battle Invincible. A couple of people, a lot of people were in that battle. So then, you know, I was like on fire, and I was like, all right, now I'm just doing all these battles, and I just was going everywhere. That one time I was broke, had no money, and I saw a flyer for a battle. $50 was the prize. I was like, all right, it's my $50.
I'm going
right
for
here.
That.
I just went in there, went downstairs. I was like, yo, you had a battle tonight? They was like, yeah. I was like, all right. Signed my name up.
I'm in.
Everybody got my $50. The dude walks up to me and was like, yo, you didn't pay to get in.
come on.
He took $12 out of my $50 that I just won.
Damn.
Yeah, so but that's just how much I wanted to battle. I would do it for anything, and you know, I had a lot of fun with it. There was a lot of good wins, a lot of controversial wins, a lot of controversial losses, and it got to a point where it was overshadowing anything else I wanted to do. So I just started making records after a while. So I think one of the last battles I did was I battled Diabolik, and that was really controversial. Like, it was almost like a battle royal, looking like we almost fought up in there. And me and Diabolik are mad cool now, so it's water under the bridge. But, like, you know, that night, I remember I said to myself, all right, I got to stop battling. And I just got to start making music and shit.
Right.
So, that's where my roots came from, just freestyle battling. Like, you know, I respect the cast of battle now, but I feel like put them in the element that we were in, and they wouldn't survive.
They wouldn't survive because I felt, too, at that time, it was kind of like your rite of passage. In order to become an MC that's respected, truly respected, you had to come through that, you know, and that was like an order. It wasn't like, you know, I'm going to skip this part. That was like kind of mandatory. Now it's like...
Exactly. Like, I've done so many battles where, like, the cats, you know, that you would see in it, eventually, like a year later, they were putting out records that people respected. You know what I'm saying? Because they were in there. Like, I remember Idea. I remember his first time in Bragging Rights. Nobody knew who he was. Nobody cared about Idea. You know what I'm saying? But he was earning his ranks. You know what I'm saying? And then he started doing the battles. He did the Blaze battle. And then next thing you know, he's doing, like, giant tours with, like, Atmosphere and Slug. And he's, like, this phenomenon. And, you know what I'm saying? So, like, everybody would come up through there. And now it's just like, you know, you get in these battles. And I don't know. And they just battle just to keep battling. And it's not really doing anything, because nobody cares about the records anymore. You know, they're not, I don't know any of these battle MCs. Like, I'm sure that most people aren't really checking for their records like that, you know?
No. It's not like, oh, I got to hear something from this person. It's,
Right. But we were doing it to the point where, like, you heard of us, and now, you know, and I guess another thing was it wasn't on YouTube back then. Like, when we battled, there was no such thing as YouTube, which is how long ago that was. YouTube did not exist. And cell phone cameras didn't exist. So you heard the legend of this cat battled, C-Ray's Walls was battling, et cetera, et cetera. You didn't necessarily see it, but next time you walked into the record store, you saw the name on the shelf, and you're like, oh, I heard this guy is dope. Let me check it out. So that was your real opportunity to check it out rather than, all right, I'm going to hear this guy, and here's a battle I can check out on YouTube. Oh, snap, there's another battle of his on YouTube. You're never going to make it over to iTunes to check this dude out. You're just going to keep watching battles, you know?
Right.
So it's just a whole entirely different era.
Yeah, it's totally different culture even than the way it's received. So, I mean, it is what it is. It evolved into, you know, other things, and so have you, so, right?
Exactly. It's just how the times go, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, when you started recording, what happened after this? You decided to start making music, and would you get signed, or were you just independently all the time doing it yourself? Like, how was your movement?
Well, for the most part, it was always just the idea was to make records. Like, I always wrote rhymes and I wrote songs, you know, and I was just trying to find a way to put them out. And I started recording an album, and then with the producer and I, we fell out. So then I didn't, once again, I didn't have an album. So then I just started battling, and then I met up with Tone Deaf, and he got me back into recording music again. And I ended up putting up my first single through Bronx Science with self-titled. And that record did really well, and you know, it got people recognized. And then I started doing mixtapes with like Abigail and DL, and that's when mixtapes wasn't just a rapper putting a fake album out with other people's beats. A mixtape was like a mix of songs and
the music
and stuff. Yeah, exactly. There was an actual DJ mixing songs together, and so I would do the freestyles for those tapes, and it was actually a physical tape. That's another thing.
Just a little history there, people.
Mixtape was an actual cassette. So, but things like that is what got me on, and it was like, all right, people could hear my voice, and they could hear what I sounded like, and they wanted to see things. I mean, they wanted to hear more from me, whatever. So, you know, working through Tone Deaf, we started doing the Q5 Music. That was his label. And he was smart enough to know how to put records out and how to market them. It was a lot of trial and error. Like, there was a lot of things that didn't necessarily go right, a lot of money lost. But he knew the ideas of putting records out for more people to hear rather than just keeping it, you know, local or anything like that. So we put out a couple of records, some EPs, some singles, some mixtapes that weren't cassettes. You know, and it was just building a buzz because, you know, it was still early in the internet age, and we took advantage of the internet to the point where back then it was frowned upon. You know, they would call us internet rappers. They were like, look at these internet rappers, because, you know, we were smart. We were like, yo, let's go to these message boards, let's crowd the message boards, let's do this, let's do that. And we were ahead of the curve, but people were frowning because they thought knowing how to use the computer was some nerd stuff.
Right.
And we're like, all right, let it be nerd stuff, but people are paying attention, you know?
Exactly. I mean, and so we started off really early pushing that button of promoting yourselves through the internet with MySpace MySpace is like the catalyst to a lot of things jumping off.
Right.
Now it's like MySpace is like, whatever.
Fell off, but we knew how to take advantage of all that stuff. And another thing that we did, we were never the type of people that would just feel like, oh, let's just do this and not pay attention to people's reaction. Like, you know, we also thought like consumers as well. So we're like, all right, this is annoying when people do this. Let's make sure we don't do it like this, but let's do it in a way that people want to hear it. So we would always try and think outside the box with the way we promoted records, and that was a big deal with a lot of people, and they liked that we would pay attention to them that way. So we would do special packages, pre-order packages, and all this type of thing. Like, the marketing was such a big part of it. You know, more so than just being an MC. Like, we had enough confidence that the music was going to speak for itself. We just had to get people's attention hearing the music, you know. So it was more so about the way that we marketed the records, and we sat down and we thought in that capacity, you know. And I guess, not to say that the music is the back seat, but the music was second nature, you know.
Right.
We pushed the boundaries.
That was already in the back.
Right, we were already creative individuals. We were just like, yo, you know, we get up there, we just make music that we feel, real honest music, and, you know, there's no formula or contriving the music. You just make whatever music you feel, and then just market it the right way. So we were always ahead of the curve as far as marketing, which is how we started doing the shows and the mega show and the touring and all that type of stuff. Like, those are all things that nobody was really doing yet. I guess specifically with the mega show, because that was something that we created that we hadn't seen anybody copy yet, and people have tried and they still haven't been able to do it. We were putting a label showcase together.
It was amazing. I have to say, I went to my first show, I'm trying to remember that year. I feel like it was like 2008. I can't remember though. It was at BB King's. That's all I can remember.
Oh, that was 2005. And, the first one we did there. Yeah.
Okay. So it was 2005. Wow, that was a while ago. I'm coming from
been
a
doing
ride.
Mega
I'm with my girl. I know, yeah. Right? And at that point, you were like, people were like, yo, come to the mega show, blah, blah, you're going to enjoy yourself. I'm like, all right, I'll be there. Came from this boat ride, dressed to the nines. I come in, packed. I'm like, it's packed in here. What the hell? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then I kept saying, the only thing I kept saying about you guys since the day I'm in, I'm like, you have such a strong fan base. How did they build such a strong fan base, you know? Because there's people putting music out, you know? People were putting great songs out, but you guys had this base, and it was, like, authentic. You guys did it yourselves. It wasn't money that was behind it from a label. It wasn't corporate. It was just you guys individually, independently. You know, so
in hindsight, we could have made a lot more money because we could have just gone in there and just rapped and gone home like anybody else would have did. But when we would get paid for those shows, we would take the money and we would invest that into making the show better for the fans.
Right.
So, like, all the little extra things, like, we would spend money on buying glow sticks so that everybody walking the door gets a glow stick just to have that moment where, like, everybody put it up, and then you just see everybody with a glow stick in the air. You know, like, just little things is what we would spend the money on. We spend the money on flying special guests out or whatever, and just little things that make the show that much more special. As opposed to, you know, just, all right, well, we got a show. We're going to get up there. All right, what songs are we going to do? And do fucking 20 songs and leave. Yeah, no, we were like, let's give these people an experience. And then that'll translate into more sales. You know, like, when people would be like, oh, I want to support this because they see how much we put into it. And even if they don't buy it right then and there, they're going to go home. They're going to remember this. So, like I said, it was more about thinking on a marketing level than just thinking, oh, I'm going to get up there and I'm going to rap, or I'm going to do this song and it's going to be dope. It's like, no, you have to really give people an experience. And, you know, that's always been our focus, is making sure people have an experience with everything that we do.
And it shows. I mean, everything that you do, from the music to the shows to the shirts to the merchandising,
yeah,
to communicating on blogs and promoting your music, even as a collective, is amazing to see, because you don't always see that as well with Tone Deaf.
Yeah, I mean,
and, you know, there's The Plague and Extended Fam, there's Cunning Linguist, there's so many of you guys.
And everyone, they're doing
really dope.
Cunning Linguist is breaking a ground right now with their next album, which is something nobody's doing, and I can talk about it now because they've already got an emotion, but right now, their next album that they're doing is completely fan-based. They have it where the fans are voting on who's on the songs and what the song's about. Like, they basically set up a Facebook poll system where fans, first they vote who's going to be on the album. So the fans would just say, I want Jean Grey, I want Rascas, I want Pharoah March or whatever. So whoever gets the most votes from the fans are the people that make it to the album, right?
Mm.
Now, obviously, there's some executive power there. Like, if a million people say they want Riff Raff, that's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, the fans are saying that, all right, so fine. So then you got these are people who made it that all the fans voted for. So now, all right, who's going to be on what songs together? So then the fans will go and they will vote, and they'll say, all right, these are the people we want on these songs together. All right, fine, we got that. Then the fans pick the beats. Like, so the fans are pretty much A&Ring the entire album. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that nobody's ever done. Nobody's given the fans that much power to actually create their own perfect album. You know what I mean? And that's the type of stuff that we're all into, you know what I'm saying? So it's always going to be about the people who buy the music first. We're not going to be like, you know, and the dudes who are saying, hey, you know, give me $100 for a mix CD and thinking it's about the fans and masking it like that. No, we're letting you do it, and we're not going to overcharge you or anything like that. You know, we're really going to have you involved, and we really have you in mind. This is no schemes or anything like that. Like, we really truly do everything for the fans, because without you, then we would just rap for ourselves. You know?
Exactly, and you're not doing it for yourself. You really are giving it to the people and involving the people in the whole process and everything. And from it alone, the fan base has grown, and you're respected on by other MCs on that level. You're touring a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, been through Europe and Australia and things like that. What is one of your favorite places to perform?
Yeah.
What has
I don't know. So far, right now, the best show I've done was in Australia, but I wouldn't necessarily put it on the location. I would put it more on the fact that I had perfected the set to the point where it was, like, seamless. Like, every time I do a show, I'll always go back and I'll watch the tape, and I'll be like, all right, this is a mistake. I'm never doing that again, or I should do this more, blah, blah, blah. So now it's just to the point where I can go up there and rap with my eyes closed or whatever and, you know, do my grocery list in the back of my head if I want to.
Hey.
It was just the point that you know, I really perfected the set. But as far as crowd responses, I don't know. Like, a lot of the times we, you know, most of the places we go, the people really want to be there, so we get good crowd responses. New York is always a good thing when the people come there. It's always fun. Trying to think, there's so many places that are just lots of fun. they're all so much fun.
And it's the thing too. Like, a lot of people will say New York. Oh, New York is not fun for an indie show. And I'm like, but you haven't been to a Q&5 show,
right? You know why? Because a lot of people
out of control,
New York,
bananas.
With New York shows, a lot of times the people, like, the New York scene is just very industry. So you have pretty much everybody who shows up to a lot of events are being there just to be seen, just to network or whatever. When we do shows, we have people that fly in from other areas, and, you know, they really just want to be there because we don't do a lot of shows in New York that often. Like, you really don't see us performing a lot. So if you know that we're doing it here, then you know this is probably your only chance. So you're going to get more people who are just eager to see the show rather than just going out because it's something that's going on that day. You know,
right.
So we do that purposely to create more of a hungry vibe, a vibe for the fans, rather than just, oh yeah, it's just someplace else to be tonight. You know, I didn't know what I was going to get into, so I'm just going to go here, and then nobody's paying attention to the show. But when we do it in New York, and the people are there and they pay attention, it's an awesome feeling and super live. But I just feel like anytime we do a show when there's more than 50 people in a room, it's fun.
What happened? I didn't hear you.
I think I got cut off. Yeah, I said, as long as we do a show in New York and or anywhere that we do a show when there's more than 50 people in a room, then it's going to be fun. You know, it's just about the crowd. The crowd is what creates the show, because, like, you can have a bad show anywhere. Like, I used to love doing shows in Seattle, but the last time I did a show in Seattle, you know, people came out, but they all got, like, super drunk because it was, like, an open bar.
And
by the time I got on, they were smashed, and it just wasn't an enjoyable experience. So you can't really base it on, you can't base it on the area. It's just about the people that come through and the actual scenario. So, like, you know, I'm not gonna make anybody feel like, oh, he doesn't like coming to my state. I like coming anywhere as long as the people are there to have a good time.
Exactly. Right. So this last mega show, and I say that, and people who have gone and who follow you guys know that that was the last mega show. What is that about, and what is the direction that you are going into now?
The last mega show is because mega show takes so much energy to put on. Like, it literally eats 2 to 3 months out of my life and Tone Deaf's life. Most of the other people in the roster can't get too involved because me and Tone are the only ones left in New York City. So like, you know, kind of like, there's not much they can do, you know, other than, you know, help us with ideas and stuff. But as far as executing and promoting and all that stuff, it's a two-man job and it's a hassle. So, you know, we're pushing the age limit there, where, you know, that's not the thing that we want to be doing at that age.
Right.
you know, so as and to, not to say that we're never going to do a show of that magnitude anymore, but right. there won't be anything else called the Mega Show anymore. Okay. But, you know, it's not the last time you're going to see all of us on stage or anything like that. Like, that was the biggest thing about the Mega Show. It was your only time to see the entire roster on stage putting on, like, full entire headlining type sets, you know. But we'll do other stuff. You know, we might do we might have the whole roster do a show in France and you know, have people fly out there and call it Cirque du Soleil. I don't know what you're gonna call
something
it.
Like that.
But that
and
that
then,
chapter,
you know,
the Mega
that
Show
might
done.
Turn into crazy too. That might
yeah, you know what I'm saying. But it was fun. Like we did, I think we did 10 of them total from 2002 to 2013. 10 total. We only skipped 2 years or whatever. And every time has been great. People have flown out. We've done it. Only time we took it outside of New York, we did it in Los Angeles. And people still came out for that. People flew from wherever they were to come see it. And, you know, it's always been a great experience. We got footage of all of them, possibly put something together for people to get. But, you know, it's just a huge undertaking to put it on. Like, and this is because nobody else can put it on the way that we do. Like, cause nobody else understands what the fans are going to expect. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could always be like, oh, we'll just hire people to do it. But then they'll just put on a regular show. But we know what the fans have been paying attention to and the little inside jokes. Like, that's another thing. Like, we just put so many things that we know that they've been paying attention to over the year into the Mega Show. So it's like when you watch it, there's like little parts where like they'll chuckle and they'll get the joke, and just those little things, those little details is what makes it a Mega Show and makes it really important that nobody else besides me and Tone or someone who's inside the label can put on. So you know, as far as, you know, we just don't have the capacity to keep doing that right now, but there are other things that we're going to want to do.
Okay.
It's not the end of QM5. It's not the end of our rap careers or anything like that. Right. Tone is finishing up an album. I got a record that I have to finish up. The Kind of Linguist records, Substantial doing shit. Like, the whole label, we're all super busy. And that's another thing. We're so busy with making music, and it's such an inside job that, you know, we just don't have the time to focus on that anymore. And it would be awesome if we had a staff of people that can put it on for us. But, you know, unfortunately, we don't. So our focus now is just on making music and doing whatever else we want to do with our lives and not having to worry about, all right, what are we going to be doing from March to August, you know?
Planning this show.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I can understand.
Now I got March to August free. Like, I remember I had a friend, he, like, really needed to talk to me. He was like, yo, I got some important stuff. Me and you got to go over. And I literally, these are my words to him. I think he called me at the end of April. I was like, yo, I'm honestly not going to have any free time between now and September.
And I was like, what?
I know he felt like I was blowing him off, but eventually he realized, like, yeah, I was not lying. Like, I was like, I'm not going to have a free moment between now and September, so it's just not going to happen. Yeah, but that's how much dedication that it takes to do that show.
Right. So yeah. What are you working on now? Like, what is the next chapter for you?
Well, I'm finishing up a couple of records. I have an EP that I'm supposed to finish up called The Speaker King, which is more of like a different side of Pakistan that most people haven't heard yet. But the thing about it is, like, I was supposed to finish it earlier this year, but like the inspiration to like really do it hasn't hit me. Like, I'm not the type of dude who's just gonna sit down and make a song just to get the song finished. Like, if I'm not feeling it, I'm just not gonna do it. So I have to like really get the inspiration to make sure that it all flows out naturally and I'm not forcing anything. So hopefully I can get that finished. And like, it's halfway done. I just gotta really nail it. I just put out a parody project that's hilarious that people need to check. I haven't pushed it yet because I'm still tired from the Mega Show. But it is done. It's out there. It's available, but I haven't started really, really promoting it. But it's called Mac Bitches, MakBtchz, right? The premise behind that was I got an email one day. This dude's, I get so much spam. And I just decided to check it, and it was 99-cent beats. And I was like, wow, dudes are really selling beats for a dollar now. So I was talking about it. Because me and Tone Daff have a podcast called Tacos and Chocolate Milk. Wow. So we were talking about it on the podcast. And I was just like, you know, I was telling him, I was like, yo, I got this email, 99-cent beats, like they're really selling beats for $1. And I was like, all right, let me look in my pocket. So I looked in my pocket, and I had $4.60 in my pocket at the moment. And I was like, all right, this is my budget. I'm going to buy $4.60 worth of beats. And he was like, all right, I'll throw in the extra 40 cents. We got $5. So the EP is called the 460 EP. Because I took $5 and I bought 5 beats off of it, and I wrote 5 songs. So the whole project, I wrote 5 songs, and the beats were actually pretty good. Actually, I'm not gonna, knock them.
I was just gonna ask, like, how were the beats?
The beats were up to standard with what is popular today. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like they were decent beats. They're not like the illest beats in the world. Like you're not hearing like No ID beats or anything like that. But they're good beats. So
okay.
Yeah, you're not hearing that. But you know, so took 5 beats, wrote 5 songs, and
nice.
Recorded them, had it mixed in a total of 12 hours.
And it's
12 hours to do the whole project. And that was, and in between that, we ordered pizza and watched the UFC fight. So not all 12 hours were spent writing and recording, but the whole project was done within 12 hours. So, but, you know, if you listen to it, like, you know, it's really catchy stuff. So, you know, go to makbtchz.com, macbitches.com, and just listen to it. You can buy the, you can download the album for $4.60. You know,
right.
And that is literally the biggest profit margin any record has ever had, I think. We paid $5 for the beat. First record's gonna break even.
Exactly. Oh my goodness.
So from there on, like, it's just nothing but profit. It's just 100% profit the whole way, you know. But it's only $4.50
exactly.
to download. You can stream it for free on Bandcamp or whatever. But yeah, you gotta check it out. And you know, if anything, you'll laugh because we were riding down the street playing it out the car, and like people were like, it's hard. So that's a dilemma. That's the dilemma. The dilemma is, because like if you don't know, you're like, wow, this is some new rapper, and it sounds like, you know, it sounds like it could be a real album.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to figure out if we're going to push it as me, or I mean as a joke, or try and, you know, fool people. So, you know, I'd rather push it as a joke and, you know, let people know off the bat that it's just funny. But it is something, like, I've seen people, we've had people show us transcripts of us, of them trying to get their friends to listen to it. And the dude was like, I've listened to this. This is pretty dope. And it's like, really, dude? Like, there's a song called Quack
wow.
Like a Duck.
Are you serious? You know, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's really a song called Quack Like a Duck. And our fans loved it. Like, we did it at the Mega Show, and they were like, at the end of the show, they were all like, quack, quack. Like, they love it. You know, like, it's all catchy stuff. Like, it's
right.
all legitimately catchy. Like, if I was to sell that to freaking, I don't know, Lil Boosie, he'd blow up with this record. But,
but again, and that was called the 460 album because it was that much worth of beats.
Yeah, $4.50. And then the license and everything. Like, I had to do, like, legal paperwork. Like, the site is legit. They're like, oh, you know, you license and shit or whatever. But it's $1, it's 99 cents each beat, you know. I might actually even go there and buy another beat. That was like,
just because
that I liked. Yeah, there was a beat that I was like, yo, this beat is actually pretty dope, and I might go and buy it and write a song to it, you know. So I don't want anyone from that website to think that we're trying to knock their site or anything like that, because this site
right.
does have quality music on it. But yeah, so that was the last thing I recorded, was the 460 EP. I'll probably
right.
start pushing it once I get over my, I'm on like a little vacation right now from rapping, so like, you
right.
know, give me like another month and I'll get back into it. So I'll start pushing that again.
Trying to rest from the show.
Yeah, I definitely had to rest. Like, it's got to the point, if you go to my Facebook page, it still has all the Mega Show promotional stuff up there. I haven't even touched it since then. Yeah. And like that.
So you guys, you're out there still doing stuff, we can still expect you going on.
Yeah.
Probably. You went 5.
Matter of fact, Natty from Cunning Language just dropped an album.
Okay.
Yeah, he just dropped an album the other day, and he just has a music video he just put out. It's him, Substantial, and Sha Stimuli. You know, and it's a really dope song and dope album, dope video. So, like, yeah, just go to qn5.com, and if one of us isn't doing something actively at the moment, another one of us is. Like, we're never just going to fall off.
There's always something going on.
Exactly. We're creative people. And we're not into, like, right now, you know, I think we're all reached a point where we're past the trying to keep up with the Joneses phase, where it's like, oh man, everybody's putting out a record every day. Yo man, if I put a record out today and it goes up on like Two Dope Boys, then by tomorrow it's not going to be on the site anymore, so I got to put another one on the site. Now we're past that.
Yeah,
now it's just
enough
like
of that.
Yeah, we're just like, we're going to put it out when we're ready. If you want to hear it, go check it out. And, you know, it's a lot more of a mature, relaxed approach to making music as opposed to trying to keep up with a lot of the crap that's out there or trying to outdo them or anything like that. It's like, you know, if you want to hear us, you know where to find us. Bottom line.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
And you guys support Pac FM, one of my favorite MCs, and the whole squad is just so fly. I've talked to Substantial on the show. I've had GMS on the show, and you know, I'm going to actually get into one of my favorite joints from the play called 12. So,
yeah.
That.
We all laugh on that. Oh, yeah, Mr. Mecca just dropped the album, too, by the way.
Mr. Mecca's always doing something, that man.
Yeah, he just dropped his, this is actually his first album. He just dropped it. It's called I Can Explain. I believe it's available on iTunes or whatever. But, you know, support that guy. Like I said, everybody in the crew is always doing something.
All right. All right, you guys. Bodega Fresh, your girl Nadine. Salute to you.
Yeah.
Pac FM. We're going to get into 12 by the plague, y'all. Yeah.
All right. All right, y'all.
On your normal morning, okay, plenty of time. But today you got to take into account your army of the 12 monkeys factor.
What?
12 monkeys, honey. In case you folks didn't turn on your radio this morning.
It's the army of the 12!
You got Hydra and Dominion.
Hydra!
On a record?
Dominion!
Army of the 12.
You know you done fucked up right here.
This is brought to you by The Play.
They don't want it!
QFY Music, MCMI, and the number 12.
GMS, the most menacing. Sickness is the cure and music is the medicine. You are now rocking with the Williams sister tennis swing. Michael Jordan's hang time, B games we never bring. Slightly unsettling how cerebrus is severing. Head from spine in time, all nerve endings are deadening. That's how we like to ravage. See this thing fight the average cipher in the bill. What I spill, well it's like savage. And they say music calms the beast, so call upon your demons, speak tongues to the deceased, and sacrifice your virgins on the dagger of a priest. Quarantine of this contagion can't contain what lies beneath, to say the least.
I am what the Mayan calendar reference. Your presence is the present, I'm gifting you to the essence. Leave deeper than all of you, that's Leviathan excellence. The plague bitch, you represent pestilence personified. MCMI is an entire empire. Prior higher powers ending is dire. Die via electrified barbed wire. Hogs tire on fire. Eyes are sadistic fuck. Hey bitch, listen up. Okay, obey what we say or decay. Your chapter ended. If I click clack and spray, won't be the way. Pack FM admitted. Ain't no way to mend it. You've descended to oblivion. One yourselves, we the 12. This is Hydra Dominion.
You free.
Antagonist, codename battleship, bar merits, barbaric, no man patterns, abominable snowman, cold ass 96 below, coldest winter ever, sub zero, no pressure, no percentage you ever gone here, it's the era of the dragon dog, this isn't your year, y'all ready to walk, get cooked around here, spitting them soft ass rhymes you got in my head, round here, rhyme like we were raised by jackals, breaking shackles, made to battle, like we're on an 8-6 battle, fearing these gorillas. Then will we have you looking for a bullet to eat on that?
Yo, I'm bipolar. No, I'm straight schizo. Niggas in Paris know my shit crazy from the get-go. Walking through my zip code, y'all niggas better tiptoe. Cause my blood flows to cold, and it flows through my left nose. I never had to flip code. Why? Nigga, I can serve 99.1% pure Heisenberg. Yeah, bitch. Get your shit broken bad. Watch your leg fold in half. Should've listened, told you tap. I ain't never holding back. I'm mind blowing. Turn your brain to a cul-de-sac. Keep your mind open. Keep fucking niggas off my path. Cause mind open. You wanna make today your last? Come right on in.
Out,
Do me a favor, dog.
Okay. Tilt your head down, scrunch your face, close your eyes. Put both hands to your temples, dog, and hold the side. The flow of wordplay is reckless. If I'm told to drive, he walk away with whiplash. That shit is no surprise. I make 12-year-old groupies out of much older guys. Bet otherwise, blow your hand like when the cold arrives. The punchline's deadly as catch, cause while I'm so alive, the crowd salute and horns blow like when a soldier dies. Mech is now, my father checking who's next to try. Niggas bugging, you must be chugging that pesticide. You call a victory lap, it's my daily exercise. And what you call a winner's circle's where I rest my eyes.
I'll divide the best of five for your demise and redefine just what it means to rhyme. Now it'll seem that me and my team a little extreme at times.
You better believe it, bitch.
You finally be alive. You out of your league and crying. We'll never leave you dying. You praying for being defiant. You paying by beating a giant. The most humongous from amongst us at the forefront with the war drum. So we all come with the bum rush. Cowabunga. The war cry, we all grind. We all crush to your death. Sawdust under the tour bus. Feeling the chorus, we walk us. It's war cause we walkers, Brooklyn, New York guys.
Look at him.
Peace, y'all. This is Rhymageddon, the Sergeant of Spit, and of rocking with Bodega Fresh with my girl, Nadine Michelle, on Six Man Radio. Tune in and keep it locked in right here, y'all. Salute.
This puppet master fucks fans with no strings attached. I owe child support for them kids found in the cabbage patch. Amazing impression, never stale. I'm kicking over your garbage pail, line pitching, but I'm still straight necking your L. It's bully for the season, I rhyme with the reason. Don't think my heathen will show early to all of your meetings. Go on Pimperby shopping sprees, but you find this feed for your homework jerk. I literally outline them please. Actual faction, I just howled out a go to go, got the flow. Mr. Beans split the wall like my shadow. It's 5 o'clock already, time to swing my machete, stuck in this traffic jam. Banana in the tailpipe, Republic, I've got Jack and Stan. Who wanna book a spit sergeant show? The motherfuckers got the dough, you can guess where I'ma go. My bootleg, no Facebook back, it's really Jamsport and my passport. It'll be in my grimy ass cohort. Smother Newports flying out of Newark International. The check can never bounce, I keep my capital substantial. The guns are two-fifths of black, Mabel Jack gave you trying to handle. The flame coming out of my smoking barrel. Some of these bloggers, they post for the fuck of it. Sucker shit, tell them eat a few boogers and suck a clip. Cause as of lately, the rap gang's crazy. It's trendy to rhyme like you were dropping your head as a baby. Some of these bloggers, they post for the fuck of it. Sucker shit, tell them eat a few boogers and suck a clip. Cause as of lately, the rap gang's crazy. It's trendy to rhyme like you were dropping your head as a baby. Say this game, homie. I just silly spit these balls to death and you mark them death. The guard spit balls, leave them cold in your chest. Fuck your name, call you victim. Stay tried, earning on sight, one of the systems. Look at them, they outshine and out rhyme. It's about time I break the game of all y'all swine to quote this. Rhyme again, beat the dopest, flows ferocious. The rap game lost its focus. Niggas talking about they aiming them things. You ain't aiming things that those that snatching the wind with things. Jump block thugs, let her run off with the gum. Fuck where you're from, make this pussy with his own gun. And after I'm done, I piss in your Air Force Ones. Take your punchline at punch time. Get beat to the punch, or beat with the pump. Punk, whatever you want, it's changed in here. Jersey nigga getting it crunk. Fix the purple with some low-grade skunk. Smell the aroma. When I'm sober, turn your live and sold it to organ donor. You don't talk beef, you got a mouth full of baby teeth. I'll aim the heat and check you out your baby teeth. More than dead and gone. Spit charge and get you airborne. We just shake in the sandstorm. My clan's strong. More than food, not the force it, dude. Walks off my clique, never lack the fortitude. To be funneled and crumble, man. With rhyme styles fresher than Rumbleman. I'm dope, where the fuck you been? The murderer tracks, y'all niggas half-ass. The guards mad, make you rock your flag and half-ass. Some of these bloggers get posts for the fuck of it. Sucker shit, tell them eat a few boogers and suck a clip. Cause as of lately, the rap game's crazy. It's trendy to rhyme like you were dropping your head as a baby. Some of these bloggers get posts for the fuck of it. Sucker shit, tell them eat a few boogers and suck a clip. Cause as of lately, the rap game's crazy. It's trendy to rhyme like you was dropping your head as a baby.
Seems you just find you must be done.
telling them what. I'm giving orders and yes, I'm checking on it. Better shake it off with me, you don't want it now.
I am up in this here and I'm about to explode.
Fucking little ringtone nigga, little junk food rapping ass nigga, should respect the health drink of this shit, the imperial nectar, with dialogue so impeccable, lyrical trust, yes. A lot of other motherfuckers, material suspect, I'm talking about you, cause you know you the most ass, why you front fans know that your body ain't worth trash, real talk, you need to peep the way that I enunciate words, you the reason records they'll fluctuate, how I got you so sick, Marsh, we that shit,
yeah.
We got the
champagne,
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 we got the
champagne with you.
We got the caviar dreams.
Champagne with you.
We got the
champagne with you.
We got the
champagne with you.
One for the money, two for the grind, three for them niggas with that money on their mind. It's rough now, but y'all dudes are hanging tight. Go through your little shit, be over in a bit. Life is like being surrounded by cobras in the pit. That's why you hardly see me sober in this bitch. Who to trust, who a soldier in a stick? I'm the type of dude be noticing the shit. Can't be going through the script. Think outside the box. The brain ain't got a lock. The door cracked, in fact, guess who done got a knock? Opportunity. Why you think I'm doing these? I ain't none of these new MCs. Y'all late, somebody called truancy. Been around the world, very little new to me. Gotta get it back, I'ma get it back. Word to clap dollars in my Yankee fit ass. We got the caviar dreams. We got the caviar dreams.
World, this is Ray Six, and you're listening to Bodega Fresh with my favorite Universal lover, Nadine.
Je ne serai pas celle qui t'aimera pour toujours. Non, pas moi. Bienvenue dans l'univers. On y va.
Can't get you out of my head. You got me open.
Love it with me.
Six Man
Radio.